stomach hurt.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I need to go to the bathroom.
I like pushing all these buttons.
I like pushing your buttons.
Dumb.
Do we have to do this?
We want to do this.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Yeah, you did forget.
Why don't you do the intro today?
I did it the other day and I wasn't good at it.
Just do it.
Nah.
Just do it.
Should I do it like I'm you or should I do it like I'm me?
Like you're me, obviously.
Okay. I'm drunk. It's 6:90.
You can't steal Ken's joke.
That's everyone's joke when they imitate you.
No.
Just do it. Don't be a baby.
You do it.
You do it.
You do it.
Do you want to rock, paper, scissors for it?
Okay.
One out of one?
Sure.
You do rock, paper, scissors, shoot?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I hate losing. Okay, hold on.
How do you know you're going to... What if you win and you're like getting worked up?
Okay. Okay.
Seriously?
I just hate losing so much.
You're going to win.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors. Wait. Sorry.
Jesus, I threw mine out.
I'm sorry. Go again. I was going to throw paper. I just thought you were going to throw scissors. You seem like a scissors.
Oh, my God.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Yes. Rock crushes scissors, baby. Do the intro.
Okay, but had we gone the first time, I would have won because paper would have crushed your rock.
No, I was going to do paper.
Sure.
I just said I was going to do paper.
Sure. Yeah, after I threw the paper out.
No, not after.
Anyway, it's 6:52 p.m.
You know why I had
Friday.
A crisis?
Time for Shut Up, Weirdo.
I had a crisis.
I'm Franny, and with me is Michelle, the loser.
No, I won. I was overthinking it because I was going to throw paper,
You're
but I was like,
a lot. Is your mic hot?
She seems like a scissors kind of girl.
I'm a paper girl.
I'm a paper girl. Money.
Make it rain.
Yeah. Are we? No, I don't think we were screaming. Maybe your headphone thing was...
No, I think it's you, not me. My stomach hurts. It feels really bloated and big right now.
What did you eat for lunch?
A salad.
Did it have broccoli in it? That's a gassy vegetable.
No, it had cashews and chicken and spinach and cabbage.
Coconut? Was it a Thai salad?
It was cashew salad from Just Salad, and it had miso ginger dressing on the side.
I thought you were never going there again because someone got hit with a brick there or something.
No, that was Pret.
Oh.
And I still go there.
Oh.
So I went to the dentist this week. And he's making me get a mouth guard.
I went to the dentist today.
What'd they tell you?
They gave me my Invisalign and my Invisalign retainers. My dentist looks like Mark Ruffalo.
Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley's husband looks like Mark Ruffalo.
He does look like Mark Ruffalo.
It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Jonathan.
Happy birthday, Jonathan.
What else is going on?
I've been eating a lot of fish for the protein. I'm on a high-protein diet to help stabilize my mood.
Uh-huh.
It's working.
I need that.
I've been
bitchy this week.
Bitchier than usual?
Yeah, I had to, like, not... I had to tell Andy, like, why don't you go home? But he needed to go home, too, so it was fine, but...
I bet you didn't say it like that.
No, I did.
You were mean.
There was a day where I had a moment, but we made up within the hour.
Oh, well, that's good.
But then the rest of the week I took to myself because I felt like I was clearly on edge.
Are you feeling better now?
I think so. Yes.
Okay, good.
My whole TMJ anxiety thing, I just had to, like, figure out how to deal with it now that I'm back in the city, you know, and going to work and stuff.
Are you dealing it with the mouth guard?
Yes.
Are you self-medicating?
No, I stopped that. Last night was the first night I slept without any help.
Did you sleep?
Yeah.
That's good.
I think I'm going to go to karaoke tonight.
Okay.
Practice my song.
You picked your song?
Yeah, well, there's two options. Did you pick your... You have yours. Yours is good.
I don't know if I'm doing that.
Why?
I don't know.
What the hell?
It's a girl's prerogative to change her mind.
But it's so good and perfect for you.
We'll see. It will be my birthday.
We need a t-shirt idea.
We need to start the show.
Oh. We are. We did already.
Okay. You can join our playlist and comments community.
Go ahead.
By going to WFMU.org and clicking the playlist and comments link. You'll find a plethora of weirdos there awaiting your clever responses.
What else?
Robin on the comments board says...
No. The topic.
I don't know the topic.
What do you mean? We decided on it together.
I feel like it's better when you say it because then we know if it's going to land.
Okay, ready?
I got a humidifier.
Oh, I'm going to get one.
Less noise.
They're ugly, though.
I got a Swedish one.
Is it pretty?
It's prettier than your average humidifier.
How much money was it?
Not a lot, I'm sure.
Where'd you get it at? Send me the link.
I got it off Amazon years ago.
Will you send me the link?
You won't like it.
I just need a pretty one. I have to get a new record player, and they're all so ugly.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
they are. The Techniques ones aren't.
I can't afford that.
Get someone to buy for you.
Who?
Anyone. I feel like I've never bought a record player in my life.
Well, me either. This will be my first time.
Just get Andy to buy it for you.
What? I'm not taking his Technique. He uses it.
I'm sure he would find you one or give you one.
He has one, but it's not pretty enough for my apartment.
Well, good luck with that. That seems like an important thing to focus on.
It is for me. I'm choosing the style I like, and he has to approve it for, like, technical stuff. To make sure it's not a bad record player.
Okay. Our lives are so different.
What? My apartment's brand new. I don't want to put an ugly thing in there.
But you already live there.
I was waiting for that. Took you a lot, kind of like a little.
Because I was like going to drink my beer and then I was like, it's not that clever. Is it worth it? And then I was like, well, why not?
All of that went through your head?
Yeah, fast. Wow. I'm a thinker.
Yeah. All right. So this week's topic is describe high school in 5 words. Call us at 201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
God, I love FMU.
We also need stunt ideas.
I don't know how we're going to beat last year.
No one said we have to beat it.
I thought it'd be fun to take a lie detector test, but then I changed my mind.
Oh my God, that's a great idea!
But then then I changed my mind.
Why?
I don't feel comfortable.
You can beat it.
I think I can, too.
That's what I'm saying. We should take a lie detector test. See if we can beat it. We should knowingly have them ask us something and lie. And then later, we can be like, I lied there. It'll be fun. Well, that's a great idea. I'm writing it down.
Can we veto certain questions?
I mean, we're going to write the question. You write mine and I write yours.
No, absolutely not.
But we approve them.
Okay, as long as all the questions are set, as long as we don't get any curveballs.
Hold on. If we save it for the show with Ken.
He won't do it.
Yeah, he'll do it.
No way. There's no way he would do it.
It's not up to him what stunt he does on our show. It's up to us.
That's not true. He's vetoed them before.
We'll convince him.
I don't like when people do that to me.
Oh my God, I hate it. I'm sorry. As I was doing it, I was like, that was rude. When Andy does that to me, I want to kill him.
Ken used to do.
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah, I apologize. You're okay. Right.
Apology accepted.
Thank you. I really am sorry for that one. We have a full board.
Wow.
Lie detector test. Will someone remind me that one of our stunts has to be a lie detector test? Kelly Jones administering a lie detector test would be hilarious.
Someone else would have to administer.
It would have to be like a person who knows.
Yeah, like a professional.
Where would we even find that?
The FBI.
We're going to get the FBI to come to FMU?
FBI at FMU.
During SUW?
Yeah, exactly.
I love that idea.
Okay.
One down. We only need one more stunt.
I really wish that that 7 seconds delay would never have done that licking stunt.
I know we should have done that.
That licking stunt.
It's better for us because we're girls.
Can we do it anyway?
No, we can't take their stunt.
Why? They take our ideas all the time.
I know, but not for stunts. Yeah, when they licked the bathroom floor.
Unreal. I was so jealous. I've never been so jealous of anything in my entire life.
Same.
F those guys.
All right, well, let me answer a call then, I guess.
Okay, fine.
Talking a lot makes my jaw hurt.
Is it a sentence or five words?
I guess either, though. Five words is kind of boring, so maybe it should be a sentence. Because, like, anyone can call in and name some adjectives.
It could be a poem.
Sentence.
Fine.
You got the phone up?
Nah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Could you describe high school?
Yes.
Five words, right?
Yeah. Oh,
God. Okay. The five words I'd say is, do you know the way? Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you very much.
Is that for real?
I don't know.
My stomach hurts. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, friend. I'm Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi, hey, Ted.
Hey. Well, I can do it in five words anyway. Should have gone to public school.
Oh, yeah, he went to Catholic school.
What? How do you think it would have been different?
It just would have been better.
I don't know, why? Ted. I don't know.
Because my school sucked. It didn't have any
money. School sucks.
It was privately run. And, you know, from tuition. And we had this four years of religion. All right, as one of our periods. So, you know, I just feel like I missed out on a better education.
Every school sucks, though.
Of public school, they had real computers. They didn't have, like, you know, computers from, like, 15 years before. It was just a better... I mean, I suppose that today it's not as disparaging the difference because their tuition is, like, ridiculous. It's, like, practically like college.
Ted.
But when I went...
Ted, this is a long story. Ted?
You used a lot of words.
I said, at three, I should have gone to public school.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but then you kept talking.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't stop talking.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was still, like, a really excessively long answer. You know, my mom's biggest regret is that she didn't send me to Catholic school. And I always tell her, Mom, if I went to Catholic school, I'd have, like, seven kids, and I would have, like, done lots of drugs.
Yeah.
Well, that is a possibility.
No, that's a fact.
That's a definite. That's a given.
I would have been, like, losing my virginity at the age of 12.
To, like, the priest.
Yeah, to the priest. Yeah.
And you would have been on cocaine. Well, yeah,
cocaine for sure.
Cocaine. Those Catholic schoolgirls love their cocaine.
I would have been such a bad girl.
Bad girl.
All right, Ted, thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
So far, I hate this topic.
Okay, let's try a couple more.
Okay. Comment on the comments board says his five words are, I should have taken drugs. Yes. Yes, you should have.
Sorry.
I was waiting to see how long it would take you to snap out of it.
I was thinking about something.
What, work?
That thing we were talking about in the library.
Oh, I knew that was going to mess you up.
It doesn't mess me up.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi, girl.
Hi, Rooster.
How are you tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. You want to know about high school in five words?
Yeah.
Well, struggle or cruise, you decide.
Struggle or cruise?
Like he cruised through it?
Rooster,
you struggle your way through life, or you cruise through life.
What year did you graduate high school, Rooster?
1961.
Damn.
Wow.
That was fun time.
Oh, those were good times.
Right? The early 60s.
Huh. I'm trying to imagine what that must have been like, and I can't.
I can't either.
Well, you know the movie American Graffiti?
Yeah.
Kind of a lot like that. we had downtown where we all gathered downtown, and this was high school. And on Friday night, we were downtown. Nobody else.
Nice.
They stayed away. And it was fun, fun, fun. We had two soda fountains in town.
Ooh.
And they were both open on Friday night.
Ooh.
Is that where you get like a Coke?
Like egg? Oh, what are those things called?
You get an ice cream soda.
An egg
you could
cream?
A banana spoon. You could get anything that this. Yeah, it was great.
Well, that sounds
Is that
nice.
Where you met the girls?
Yep.
That's funny.
That's we all got together on Friday night. It was fun.
So do we.
Yeah, but we did other things when we got together. We, like, smoked out of bongs and drank 40s.
Well, we didn't have any of that. Yeah. Life was different then.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Glad.
And pastel.
Well, it was nice.
All right, Rooster, thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Yeah, let's try a couple more. No? Come on. My hair's really dirty.
The answers are really bad. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi.
So, you want to hear...
Yep.
What I did in high school, 5 words.
Mm-hmm.
Party at Scott's house.
Oh. That's only 4 words, though.
Party at Scott's house all night.
That's six words. Try again.
Good try.
Party at Scott's house constantly.
Okay. You know, I always put more weed in the bags that I sold, so, you know, put an extra word in. It was always good. Is that a bad thing?
No, that's always a good thing.
We just hate the topic.
I think we're going to change
it. Yeah, we're gonna brainstorm.
What did you have for lunch? He said shoot.
Chili.
Ooh! Beef or turkey or chicken?
Beef.
Did you make it?
Chili.
Or did you buy
green
it? Chili, you know, I'm hungry.
Yeah, it was hot. It was spicy.
Ooh, yeah.
Over the top for me. I'm not really a spicy kind of guy.
Oh, okay. Have a good one.
Bye, Scott.
You too.
That wasn't Scott.
I thought it was Scott.
That was Scott's friend.
Oh, I thought it was Scott.
I thought that was Scott's friend.
Because
his
friend?
Answer was party at Scott's house. So I assumed it wasn't Scott.
Oh, I thought it was Scott.
It probably was. I'm stupid.
What are you going to have for dinner?
Maybe that should be the topic. What was the last idiotic thing you did?
No, that's too hard to switch on right now.
I don't know. I kind of want to go to karaoke. I don't want to do this.
Leave.
Really?
No.
Oh. Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
5 words to describe high school, is that right?
Yes, please.
Okay, so top button buttoned 9/11.
What?
Top button buttoned 9/11?
Yes.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I went to this very strict all-boys Catholic school, and I had to have my top button buttoned. And any day that, it was very strict about dress code. And then 9/11 was, like, freshman year, and it just was, like, a, you know, pretty intense school to begin with. And then, that's how I recall. Those are the words.
Oh, but they're not related.
I thought they were going to be related.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just, you know, you got. I'm sure other people have been calling in and just listing random words.
No, they haven't, actually.
Mm-mm.
They haven't? Really?
No, they've been just saying
been
sentences.
Coherent sentences in 5 words? Or
yeah.
We've only had 3 callers.
Oh, okay.
Well, we've only answered the phone 3 times.
Right, yeah. We've had 300 callers.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we're so popular.
Yep.
I know, it's off the hook.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, well, that was my first thing that came to mind.
Fair.
Okay, have
Awful
a good one.
Experience. You have a good one.
You have a good one, too.
This is boring as hell.
Yeah, it is.
I hate having a bad show.
It's not a bad show yet. We can always turn it around.
How about when was the last time you hated yourself?
Every second of every day.
That's what I'm saying. What color is your underwear? Mm-mm. What color is yours?
Black. That skirt is short, dude. You wear that to work?
It's not supposed to be. It rides up because of my tights.
It's real short.
It's like up to where my tights are, which is higher. Do you know what I mean?
Like it's rising in the waist?
Yeah.
Because of your tights?
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen.
It happens every time I wear a skirt with tights. It rides up to where the tights are.
That doesn't happen to me.
Why?
Because I'm better than you?
No. It's probably because you're not as good.
No, that makes no sense.
Yeah, it must be my giant butt.
Your butt's not that big.
It just, like, clings to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the worst. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you?
Great. How are you? We don't have energy today. Tell us something funny.
My five words are, John Hughes lied to me.
That's not funny.
It's almost funny.
No, I'm disappointed.
So tell us a funny story about high school.
I got kicked out of a private school.
For what?
I threw some fireworks in a toilet. I called in about
that. Yeah, you told us this story already. It was a good one, though.
All right, then.
All right,
I hope things pick up for you guys.
We're trying.
All right, hang in there.
Have a good one. I mean, I guess it's okay to have, like, a chill night on the show.
Sure.
Last week was super energetic.
Mm-hmm, it was.
This is, like, killing my vibe, though.
All right, what do you want to do about it?
Think of another topic.
Okay.
Any
of the ones we discussed upstairs?
What'd you have for lunch?
I really want a tuna melt. Now more than ever. I might get one.
You should. Hi, you're on the radio.
I can.
Hi, ladies. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Chilling. It's a kind of misty night out here, but it's not so bad.
Yeah.
So you're looking for the five words?
Sure.
Sure. Not cool enough yet to party.
That's more.
Yeah. I mean,
no,
like,
not cool enough yet to party. That's five.
That's six. Not cool enough. That's three. Yet to party.
Oh, okay,
six.
Well, then not cool enough
to party.
Jeez.
Let's take out yet.
I mean, if we have to, like, direct your answer, that's not good.
Well, five versus six, but yeah, not cool enough to
Well,
party.
No, it's not five versus six. It's, like, not a matter of opinion. It's a matter of counting correctly.
Well, I failed in my counting. I apologize.
That's okay. I appreciate your apology.
Thank you. But, you know, partying in high school, when you go to a high school in New York City with 5,000 kids,
mm-hmm.
and none of them live close to you, because you're all, like, traveling from different neighborhoods, is kind of difficult.
What high school in New York City has 5,000 kids?
Brooklyn Tech.
Is that a fancy school? Is that, like, LaGuardia?
No.
It's one of the three specialized schools. You got Stuyvesant, you got Brooklyn Tech.
Stuyvesant's the fancy one.
The biggest and the fanciest. I wasn't smart enough to go there.
Really?
That's where my kid's going.
Mm-hmm. You're not gonna stay in New York.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a kid and he's gonna go to the fancy school.
You're having a boy?
She. Sorry. Well, I don't assign gender to my child.
You're gonna let them assign it to themselves?
Yeah.
That type of child would definitely go to Stuyvesant.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I think in 34, when maybe your child would be ready for high school, like, it would probably be... even by remote. School's not going to be even in a building anymore. It's just going to be in your mind. Like, you're going to tap in.
Cool. Then they won't even have friends. Like, they won't have to go through bullying.
Yeah, and then they won't be cool enough to party even again. So, you know, the cycle continues.
Yeah. Sad. This is really uplifting. Okay, have a good one.
Have a good Ciao. One.
Bye. This is the worst show we've ever done.
Ciao. My stomach ciao. Hurts. What kind of stomach ache?
It feels like I'm pregnant, like bloated and big and fat. Are you PMSing? All I had today was a salad.
Did you PMS?
It's a beer, probably. Mm.
I had a 30-gram protein shake for lunch.
That's all you ate today?
No.
What else did you eat?
A green juice.
You only had two juices?
And two. One of them wasn't a juice, it was a shake. It was a meal. It was a meal. It's a meal. It's a liquid meal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at me like that. It's a liquid meal.
Where'd you get it?
GNC.
Did you go pump some iron after? What the?
Muscle milk.
For real?
It has the highest protein with the best net carbs. What?
What flavor was it?
Chocolate. I don't mess with that French vanilla.
Was it like chalky?
No, that one's really good. There's a couple of them What's that it aren't called? Good. I think it's called Muscle Milk.
But that's just like in a bottle. It's not like a shake they make right there.
No, it's not a shake they make right there.
You had a bottle of Muscle Milk for lunch?
Yep. Yes.
And where'd you get your juice in the morning?
Well, I had to go to my dentist.
Mm-hmm.
This is embarrassing. And I really wanted a green juice.
Uh-huh.
I had to go to Dina and DeLuca, and it was $10.
I mean, isn't that how much green juices cost?
I feel like they cost $7. Yeah, Muscle Milk, baby.
Wow. My doctor told me that I need to go on a, like, soft food / liquid diet to give me some relief on my TMJ. And I was like, what am I going to eat?
Soup. Like poor people.
But it's like sodium. So much sodium.
Not if you make it yourself.
I'm not making soup.
What do you mean? You cook now.
That's true.
I ate soup the other day. I made broth. All the models, they drink bone broth now. That's like their thing. And so they move from beef jerky to bone broth.
I'd rather talk to you than answer calls.
Thanks.
That was the nicest thing I ever said.
One of them.
It was true, though. Like, they're just suck tonight.
Well, it's our fault.
I don't think that it's our fault that people aren't funny.
It's the topic's fault.
I don't know, man. I had a busy week. I didn't have time to think of a topic.
I was so busy all week. My life is very different.
It's only going to get worse.
I know.
That's why I'm saying we need to meet sooner.
I'm not overwhelmed.
Okay. Me either. I just have TMJ for no reason.
Why are you looking at me like I'm overwhelmed?
I'm thinking about myself. The only person I'm worried about is me.
Oh, yeah, I already knew that.
I don't know what that was supposed to mean, but I'm going to let it slide.
I am, too.
Okay. You want to ride home tonight, right?
Yep. You'll give me a ride home even if I tell a funny joke about you.
I think you used the wrong adjective.
I don't.
I think the one you were looking for was a mean joke.
I don't think that was mean.
Hmm.
You have to give me a ride home because my shoes are too small. It's like incredibly. I've been barefoot here all day.
It's up to Andy.
He'll take me.
I know.
Do you know what it's like to go barefoot at FMU all
That's
day?
That's disgusting.
I had no choice.
You probably got STD on the bottom of that foot.
You can't get STD from your foot.
You probably can. Hi, you're on the radio. What STD have you had in your life?
This is Tom from the meetup. How are you? What's the topic?
What STD have you had?
I never had an STD,
Lies.
But I just got out of a wake,
uh-huh.
And it was a little more upbeat than the show.
Oh, my God. That was so mean.
Tom, that was mean.
I liked it.
Not mean. It was just, you know.
We're just so tired.
Baby, that was mean.
I liked it.
There you go. So I thought, Michelle, did you see The Shape of Water yet?
No, I heard it was stupid.
It's you.
Oh.
No, it's not.
There's underwater stuff going on.
Oh, because she can breathe underwater.
there's underwater stuff going
Someone
on.
Someone told me it was like Free Willy with sex.
So STD, what have I had?
That
have
is
I
an awful description.
No, I haven't had any. I protect myself. I'm a good boy.
I don't think I've ever had an STD.
I had a herpes sore once on my mouth.
That's an STD.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's herpes.
What do you think herpes is, dude?
Chickenpox? Chickenpox.
No, that's an STD.
No, the chickenpox.
Okay, you need to Google herpes. You need to Google herpes.
No one needs to Google herpes. I had some sort of sore on my mouth.
That's an STD, buddy. Everyone has that one, though.
Did you ever get crabs? I had a friend who got crabs.
No, who the hell gets crabs?
No, I never got crabs.
My friends in New Orleans all got crabs.
What? Did they all sleep with the same crabby person?
In college, they all had crabs.
I have never had crabs.
That seems like a funny one if you're going
to I had lice on my head.
I had lice on my head all the time.
All the time?
All the time.
I got lice like four times in high school or in grade school.
I'm talking in college.
Oh, I never got lice in college.
I got it in college.
You guys have interesting lives, I'm telling you.
That's right.
Interesting. And I just wanted to say hello. I missed last week. I wish I'd called.
Last week was so good. You should listen to it.
I already listened to it. It was great.
Thank you.
It was a great show. And I'm trying to figure out how to pick you guys up and get you going. I know. Ready?
I'm pretty happy now that we...
What's up? All right, there you go.
Thank you.
That doesn't
I'll
make
talk to you guys
happy.
Soon.
Have
well.
A good one.
Bye, Tom. Be well. I'm going to have pizza for dinner, I decided.
Hi, you're on the radio.
And speaking of last week, well, I'll tell you later. Topic suggestion.
No, we're not taking topic suggestions. We have a topic. It's what STD have you had?
Boring, I've had none.
Come on. You guys are liars.
Everyone's lying.
I'm a late bloomer, and I'm very shy and a prude. So that's what happened.
Shocking.
No crabs, nothing.
Are you a virgin?
Oh, no.
That was a yes.
No, I'm actually married.
Is she the only person you've had sex with?
I can't answer that.
Why?
Why can't you answer that?
I mean, you can guess the answer, but I'm not going to answer it.
Oh, it's yes. Did you wait till you were married to have sex? That's a yes. That's cool.
How many times have you cheated on her?
You can come up with the answers. That's fine with me.
How many times have you cheated on her, Michelle wants to know.
I can't answer that.
That's zero.
Wait a minute. I can answer that.
That's 15. Oh, my God. I wonder if she's listening.
You better pray to God she's not listening.
Oh, she's not listening.
You're a mess.
I'm not a mess. Hey, listen. I called you from the airport last week. It was very exciting when I crushed your trivia contest.
Funny, I don't remember.
I have no recollection
of
anyone.
So basically what you're saying is you want to answer trivia questions, but you won't answer any question about yourself.
I'll answer plenty of questions, and just not ones that involve someone else, like personal details that involve someone else.
You're not naming anyone else.
Yeah, you're not naming anyone else.
No, I know, but you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
Okay. I wouldn't expect you to get it.
Oh.
Pardon me.
Oh, now you're insulting. I like it.
Hey, listen, I'm a little concerned about your stomach ache because one of the topic I was going to suggest was how long have you gone without vomiting? I went 15 years until two nights ago, and it started with a bloated stomach. I had dinner. 4 hours later, I still felt full. And a couple hours after that, I was no longer full.
Dude, you had food poisoning.
Yeah, what'd you eat?
Well, I didn't because it didn't. I mean, supposedly food poisoning lasts a long time. It didn't knock me out. I had pasta with red sauce. No big deal.
Ooh, I'm gonna have pasta. I'm either going to karaoke to get wasted, or I'm going to eat a lot of food.
It worries me when you say things like that. Yeah,
wasted is like two drinks and then I go home.
Then that's not wasted. That's a sweet buzz.
It's wasted for me.
Okay, wait, what's your plan?
What should I do tonight, sir? Should I go to karaoke and get drunk and not eat, or should I go to pig out?
I think you should go to karaoke and eat very moderately, not drink.
I don't want to do both.
Last night, I didn't eat dinner, and then I went to a birthday party, and there was homemade ice cream sandwiches there with saffron in them, the most expensive spice, and I ate four of them, and then today I had a sugar hangover, and it was horrible.
You had four ice cream sandwiches?
I didn't eat dinner.
Do you hear what a nice conversation we're having?
So?
You don't think so?
Yeah, but what about it? Yeah.
You guys were hating me last week.
Well, maybe you get annoying when you're answering trivia questions.
Are you the guy that emailed me?
What?
Did you email me? I've been meaning to write you back. I've just been swamped.
Oh, that's cool.
She doesn't write me back either. Don't take it personal.
No, absolutely not. Don't worry about it. You're a celebrity. I don't expect you to write
back
at all.
I mean, I'm busy too.
Who, me?
What? Who? Are you busy?
Yeah, I'm in Portland, Oregon.
So. Mm-mm. No one's busy there.
Yeah, pothead.
I went there. No one looked busy. Not New York busy.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. What a pleasure.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
New York busy.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Hello. When I was in third grade, I got my first STD. I called it cooties. Hello? and it was my own fault. I snuck up on Elise de Carville. I was in third grade, and I kissed her, and I got cooties.
Listen, let me tell you something. You still have them.
I do?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I just know.
Yeah, well, I've been treating it with, you know, it's
with what, knowledge?
Did you ever get cooties?
Nope.
That's a shame because it's really exciting, especially when you're like 8 years old.
Oh, my God. This is the worst call you've ever called in
with. This is a pretty bad one.
And you're really bad a lot of the time. So for this to be the worst.
Oh, no. How can I redeem myself?
You can't. I don't. You can't.
You can't.
Hmm.
Goodbye.
Bye.
He sounded sad.
That guy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Is the topic still what STD you have?
Yes.
Okay. Girl, do I have a story for you?
Please share.
I was diagnosed with herpes.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, and then I found out 10 years later that I didn't actually have herpes. I'd been taking the pills.
What'd you have?
I was actually just allergic to penicillin.
No.
True story. My mom had it, too. Her mom made her sit in buttermilk or something.
Damn, that's rough.
You know, I know someone that happened to, but it wasn't a penicillin allergy. It was, like, some other vaginal issue. But she thought she had herpes for, like, 15 years of her life. And then she found out it wasn't.
That's all. That's rough.
How is there a God if things other than herpes make you have sores down there?
Good question.
What's your name, sister?
You,
Sarah? What it's is Sarah it? The Skull Crusher, I think. Right?
Is it?
Yeah. No, but I wish it was. I'm going to change my name to that now.
All right, Sarah, you're on the list with your fake herpes. You might win a free T-shirt to listen at the end of the hour.
Rock and roll. Thanks, ladies.
Have a good one.
You too.
That would suck.
She said rock and roll, though.
Yeah, rock and roll, you guys.
Okay.
Can you pull that off?
I'll ignore that.
You didn't like that?
No.
It worked for her.
It did work for her, you're right. Rock and roll, ladies.
Doesn't work for you.
Why not? Okay, should I try again?
No. It's not going to work for you.
Rock and roll, girls.
Doesn't work for you. Try another something that you would say.
I say have a good one.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Rock and...
Nope. Try again.
R&B, girls.
R&B?
I don't know. Why rock and roll?
Try another one.
See you later, alligator.
That one's...
That one worked. That one was more my nerdy style.
Yeah.
Thanks, yeah. Michelle. Thanks.
Welks.
What's yours?
I don't know.
Sucks to be you!
I haven't had a chance to use that one in a while.
I'm going to use it tonight. Hi, you're on the radio.
Poor Andy.
Hi. It's Crystal.
He says it all the time. He loves it.
With Madman over here.
Hi, Crystal and Madman.
Partying.
What STDs do you guys have?
Jesus.
Do you think we have enough time to get through Madman's STDs?
I'm not really sure about that. But I do know I am going with the high school thing.
No, no, no. The topic changed to STDs.
I banged my gym teacher.
Well, tell us more. Did you get an STD?
That's just ridiculous.
Wait, Crystal, if you banged your gym teacher and got an STD, you are the winner of the T-shirt.
Absolutely did.
No, you didn't. You're
what STD? Oh, she just. I like
but in
her.
In five words, my high school, I did bang my gym teacher.
Tell us more.
How old was he?
Come on.
Was he hot?
Yeah, he was like 29 and I was like 18. It was kind of cute.
Were you guys in love or was it just a one-time thing?
No, it was kind of like, woohoo, happy graduation, bye.
Did he sleep with anyone else?
That's cool. He probably did.
Everyone else?
Yeah. Cool.
Here. He says hello.
Hi, Madman.
Hi, Madman.
That's a good story, Crystal.
That is a good story, Crystal.
Hello, ladies.
Hi,
hey,
Madman.
Hey, Madman, what's up?
Miss you, girls, man.
Miss you, too.
You too.
All right, it's my show, not yours.
You tell him.
Right, I'm sorry I couldn't do the STD thing.
It's all good. We understand.
Since I banged my damn gym teacher.
Yeah, yeah, that's, I mean, that's a good one. That's a good answer.
That.
I did. Yeah. I banged my gym teacher. It's five words in high school.
All right.
I like it. Have
you
a good one.
It.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Hi, you're on the radio.
What's up? We still doing the high school thing?
Sure.
All right. Saw my teacher's internet porn.
You did what?
He saw his teacher's internet porn. What teacher?
It was, let's see, it was a religion teacher.
Of course.
What kind of porn?
Should I say? I don't know if I should say
it. You can say it in a clean way.
All right, it was two nice-looking men having a nice time.
Of course.
Yep. Got fired on the spot. All boys Catholic school.
Whoa.
He got fired?
Yep.
You can't look at porn at work.
Why not?
No, he wasn't looking at porn. Do you guys know the Windows Media Player? Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Winamp?
So, like, back in the day, it was like, it would be, whenever you opened up Windows Media Player, it had this, like, error where it would play, like, the last, like, split second of whatever was the last thing you watched. So he opened up to like present something about, I don't know, something religious, and it played like a split second of like, whoop!
No, in front of the whole class?
Whole class was screaming. People like ran out of the room. Crazy.
That's people ran out of the room? Drama.
Listen, all boys high school, all boys Catholic high school, people went nuts.
That is a great story.
Yeah.
What's your name, buddy?
Nice.
That's too bad. I mean, everyone looks at pornography. I guess he shouldn't have been looking at it at work, though.
He wasn't.
He didn't mean to.
That's not really his fault.
Yes, it is.
Not at all.
No, it's not. He opens a thing that has an error, like something's wrong with it. It's a bug within the system.
Yeah, but it means he was looking at it at
work. No, it doesn't. It means he was just looking at it.
I don't believe that.
Was it a laptop?
Yeah, he didn't have a laptop.
It was a Dell laptop.
What's your name, buddy?
Pete.
What, Pete?
I like the name Pete.
You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour.
Yeah.
You might win a free T-shirt.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one.
You don't think he should have been fired?
No, he didn't do anything wrong. Whatever he looks at on his own time is his business. I mean, I guess I could see why they had a reason to fire him when it came up like on the laptop at school, but that also is not his fault. That was a bug in the. They probably didn't know that back then.
That sounds embarrassing. I'm glad nobody can look at the porn I watch.
Robin says, yeah, they ran out of the room straight to the bathroom.
Damn,
Robin.
Do you watch a lot of pornography?
No, but I should.
Why should you?
I don't know. Why not? Maybe I'll watch some tonight.
It's not that great.
I don't remember the last time I watched a porn.
What about, like,
I guess
a
when
sexy
I was single.
Movie.
When I was single, probably.
Like what? Pornhub?
I don't know. Like, I like girly porn.
What do you mean?
Like, I like it when it's like looks more like a couple than like just sex.
Oh, like love?
Yeah.
You like it when sex is disguised as love?
Yes. If that's what you want to call it. You're a jerk off. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I like that, too. Sure.
You do?
No.
You watch dirty porn, I bet.
No, it's not super dirty.
It's something weird, right? Will you tell us in the car on the way home?
I don't watch weird porn. I watch normal porn. I don't watch a lot of it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yo, bitches! Or sluts. Oh, that was a few weeks ago. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Stop, sweethearts.
Oh, jeez. Hi.
I don't know how I feel about that opener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's this
Spark it up, girls. Come on. I learned it in grammar school.
Tell us all about your STDs.
Yeah, you definitely have a lot. Yeah, you have.
I'm from the old days. Sorry, we never got that. Only crabs I ever had, I smacked them with a mallet and made them on top of newspapers.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So what's up? Come on, sweethearts. How are you?
Great. How are you?
No, you're not. You sound like him. Whiny, whiny.
I am not talking to that guy.
Not tonight.
I am not in the mood for that shiz. Mm-mm.
It's okay. Continue. Press on.
I'm trying to take a deep breath.
Press on.
I don't know if I can.
You can.
I hate that guy.
Okay. I lost 2 pounds.
I probably gained them from that beer in my stomach. Hi, you're on the radio. How many pounds have you gained this week?
Hello?
Hi, how many pounds have you gained this week?
This is my first time calling this week.
Your what?
First time caller.
I'm calling
this
week.
Oh, cool. That's great. Congratulations.
What's up, buddy?
Nothing. Just chilling right now.
What are you calling about?
Nothing. Really just to talk. I'm driving.
Well, we have a topic.
We do? What is it?
What STD did you get in high school?
I haven't gotten any yet, but I'm looking to get either herpes or chlamydia.
I don't think it'd be too hard.
Yeah, I don't know how to get them, but I'd be down to get them.
I think I can see why this is your first time calling.
Is it related to me having an STD or not?
No, it's related to you just, like, not being a good caller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, good luck finding herpes. We'll pray for you.
Hi, bud.
I hate him, too.
Oh, my God.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Scott. I'm allowed to call in because that was my friend that called in before.
Oh, my God, I was right!
I thought it was you.
I thought maybe I was totally wrong.
I don't know. I'm not from around here, so. Mm-hmm. But I got an answer for all the topics.
Okay. I hope that it's all one answer. Go ahead.
I got herpes for graduation.
Come on. That's not true.
Well, it's not, but it works.
Yeah, but no,
but
it's not.
It's not true.
Oh, it's got to be true?
Yeah, it's kind of...
When does that become a part
of the topic? If it's not true, then you can't tell us it's not true. Like, we have to believe it, basically.
All right.
I know that you're still learning the rules, so.
I'm slow.
Yeah. We have to believe it. If we think it's not true, you're not going to win. But anyway, I sent you a shirt today, so.
Oh.
All right. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the radio. Damn, this is short.
Hello?
What's up? What's up? Turn your radio down.
Damn, you're mean tonight.
I'm PMSing.
Hey, you can't just switch it up in the middle of everything.
Yeah, we can. Well, it's our show.
We can do whatever we want, but...
I know, but that's not fair.
Okay, what are you calling about then?
You can't switch up the show.
Okay.
All right, goodbye. I don't care. F all of you. Jesus. Hi, you're on the radio.
Dude, I thought Franny was here tonight.
No. She is not. Tonight, it's Frangry. What?
Can I do the high school topic?
Sure, whatever.
Sure. Jesus.
All right, so it would be... Oh, no, not another boner.
That's cute.
What's your name, boner boy?
Patrick.
I loved a good high school sweatpants boner.
The best. Patrick, you're on the list. You and your boner are on the list.
Oh, awesome.
Listen, at the end of the hour, the both of you might win a free t-shirt.
One for me and one for my boner.
Yep.
Awesome.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks. Rock and roll, sisters.
Yes!
I liked him.
That was funny.
He should win.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay, the show's coming out of the nosedive with the boner. Very good.
Thank you.
Let's do STDs, ladies.
Okay, go.
Okay, in college, I shared a house with three other guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had two landladies for landlords, right? And one of them, the oldest one, was sleeping with one of my friends, and the other one was kind of a butterfly. She liked to, like, flip from one to the other. So one night she got me and dragged me downstairs, and we did it on the floor, and I got a nasty rug burn. And then the next morning, the very next day, I had a very painful drip going on.
Ew!
Can you guess the disease?
Chlamydia.
There you go. You won.
Thank you.
Anyway, I go and I get my chlamydia, and right, I go to the free clinic in the city, and it's like time to be tested for my sexually transmitted disease. The guy is like, drip for me, and I'm like, I'm not ready to drip for you. So he sticks this thing right up me, right there, like, oh boy. Anyway, he comes back, aha, positive, chlamydia. Here's your drugs, go home, clean it up. But now tell me who this person was and what your sexual history was, and let's get all this out of the way so we can tell everyone. And then he also informs me, ladies should know, if they have chlamydia, they'll never know it, and their tubes will just get burnt, and they will never be able to have children.
That's
not true.
Oh my
true.
God, what?
That's
that can't
not true.
Be true.
That is true. Look it up.
That's not true.
The thing is, I go and I go to the girl and I tell her, sweetheart, you've got chlamydia. And she denies it, doesn't want to hear it, won't believe me. Meanwhile, she gets an attitude with me and moves on to another roommate. And he was very willing to go do it. But I took him off on the side, and I took all my roommates off on the side, and I was like, guys, I know, she's cute, she's easy, she's willing, but you don't want to go there. And it turned into kind of like a farce of this woman going after each guy in the house and being turned down.
Was she older than you?
No, she's about my age, more or less.
Huh.
I was in college.
Why do you ask that?
Because he said landlady, and so then I thought she was older than them.
No, no, it was a family affair. The brother owned the house first, and then these girls came back from Spokane, and she was just on a tear.
Spokane.
Spokane.
I mean, yeah, Spokane. She was on a tear after Spokane.
She had to be. She's back in New York City, baby.
All right. Have a good one.
Is chlamydia the clap?
Yeah, I think so. Hi, you're on the radio.
Angry, don't hate me. I love you the most.
201-209-9368.
You're so strict.
You wanted to talk to him?
No, but I don't like being mean to people.
I don't care. I'm frangry today.
I know.
Well, I wasn't until I got in this room. Answering these phone calls from these weird-ass people.
Yeah, that's what we do every Friday for the past, like, 8 years.
Yeah, but tonight it wasn't funny. They were, like, weird.
You have to,
like,
roll with the punches, baby. Don't pick your nose in front of me.
It was itching. I scratched it. I didn't pull anything out.
You picked it.
I can.
Don't. I saw you eat it. Flick your...
Salty, delicious. How are people calling when I haven't given out the number in, like, an hour?
That is true.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Hi. Hello? Hello? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I just wanted to let everyone know that chlamydia infections can be absent, and you can get pelvic inflammatory disease, which scars the fallopian tubes, and that does get you infertile.
Are you a gynecologist?
What?
Are you a gynecologist?
I'm a neurologist, but...
Cool. Tell us more about that.
Tell me about that.
About neurology?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I don't know. Some days I take 30-hour calls where I get there at 6 in the morning and don't leave until 11 a.m. the next day.
How old are you?
Busy.
Wait, if I'm having jaw problem and sometimes I get dizzy and, like, my face hurts, do I have a brain tumor?
What side is your face hurting?
On the left side.
And what other symptoms do you have?
Sometimes I get nauseous.
It sounds like a migraine.
Oh.
If it's a unilateral headache on one side, and it's lasting...
Well, it's a headache on both sides, but it's worse on one.
So migraines are usually worse on one side.
They are?
They're associated with light that makes it worse.
Yeah, photophobia.
Worse,
nope, don't have that. My jaw hurts all the time, though.
Do I have a tumor in my jaw?
I mean, that's a little extreme to go straight to a jaw tumor, okay. So probably not.
Okay, good.
What's your name, yeah. buddy?
My name is Andy.
You sound like a young neurologist. How old are you?
I'm 28.
You're not a neurologist.
Billy Jam just called you Doogie Howser.
BYU resident. I mean, I'm in my postgrad year too, but I am a neurologist.
In New York?
No, I grew up in New York. I grew up in West Orange area, and I moved to Chicago. And I've been living here the past few years. But I still listen to your guys' show because it's funny. And
I'd like to date a neurologist.
Do you want to date Michelle?
Yeah. Do you want to date me?
Michelle.
She's very pretty. She's very smart.
I don't know. I'm pretty type. Shy, and I don't think Michelle likes shy guys.
I do.
Michelle's That's very shy. True.
Michelle's not shy at all. Neither of you are shy.
Michelle's very shy.
Yeah. Okay, well, let us know.
If you're ever in Chicago, you can hit me up, and I can let you know if you have a tumor or not.
Okay, well, no, Franny's the one with the tumor. Michelle's the one who wants to hang out with you. Okay, I actually, cool. We'll come together, and you could, like, check my head, and then you can go on a date with Michelle.
Come together. Sounds good. I don't know.
Okay, cool. Talk to you soon.
Oh, my God. Wait, we have to go right now.
Oh, the winner is...
Hello?
Oh, sorry. Who's the winner?
The guy...
Oh, no, Boner. That guy?
No, I like the high school teacher guy. Whose high school teacher showed the porn and then got
Pete,
fired.
You're the winner. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at wfmu.org.
Stay tuned for
Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah!
Talking strings when I'm flossing, bossed up like young Renzel. Dump Mafia, pulling off the forms more often. I ain't talking strings when I'm flossing, bossed up like young Renzel. Fiends wanna watch my fly car easel. I swear the Reaper got a face so pale. Drop it off in the mail so I can break it down for resale. Supreme intel. And if I ever fall short on my journey of life, I pray Allah see my heart is pure. I know I'm righteous, but the day of judgment I really know the character of my soul, but who really knows? I keep it low. Majestic kings, impressive genes. By any means I gotta protect the queen. Ask Ben and Jerry what's the scoop. Spit like I got more than one missing tooth. Rally stripes on the Monte Carlo. Ask Marlo. Bands in the bar, main shot you and fled the scene before the law came. All man. That 4-4 bulldog cannot be tamed. I'm the illest since Michael Jackson. But on the off, bad bitch, she look like Toni Braxton. Ain't none of that phony action. Nigga, I'm a savage. Pull up, dumping that double action. The cops cover you with a napkin. Whack rapping, truthfully, you should just stick to trapping. My stick get the clapping, you relaxing. My ARC, you as the main attraction. Even if you was a boxer, you ain't everlasting. Eternal passes, when that metal get to blasting. When the bullets get to penetrating car paint, it's gonna go boom like 808 and heartbreak. If I ain't got my gun, I'm on some rough issue. I'm fade you like J.R. Smith, swish, we running it. But that'll never happen, cause I got gas on the hip just like a captain. Soon as I blaze you, I forget what happened. Nigga, you got caught lacking. Robbed you for all your financial backing. I'm the illest, it's Michael Jackson. I got sauce, I'm the illest, it's Michael Jackson. Moonwalk off, I'm the illest, it's Michael Jackson. I'm the illest, it's Michael Jackson. I got sauce, I'm the illest, it's Michael Jackson. Moonwalk off, I'm the illest, it's Michael Jackson. I'm the illest, it's Michael Jackson. I'm the illest, it's Michael Jackson. Leaving this unhappy home.
mess with me, or finesse with me. Be a mess to clean, call me Mr. Clean. Wag, listen, green, trigger team, click the beam, hit the fiend, give a lean, clicking like I'm nicotine. But it's all for the green like Listerine. Had to diss the queen, thinking I'ma get a gene. I ain't genuine, mom, my mission's mean. On my nigga Dean, fix the fix, get the cream. I sit in Bahamas with Alyssa Milano. Got the Chris and the ganja, and it's getting a comma, comma. Now she crying, she missing her mama. Just a stepping stone for me, now I'm hitting Madonna. And she twisting the fauna as we sit in the sauna. Guess it's just my persona, got a kiss in the condo.
Mumble trouble, get gone, smash on. Your boomba is time, it's time, black. I'm a shoot, but I'm on my back, Death Squad. Shout out to Nine, Master Pill, Keith Murray, DJ Goomba. Yo, check it out. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky style that I be spitting, smitten, minister of ass kickings. Yo, check, my sniper's cap, where you take your last breath. Believe in all existence, so I'm walking the righteous steps. Where I'm from, get fly, die in the blink of an eye. I'm from C-I-L-I-N-Y. Where the cops profile, stop and frisk you and still fear. But the crime rate escalates, criminals don't care. Oriental self, fake fool, eyelashes and fake hair. In the liquor store, except EPD cards from welfare. Before the MS-13s and the bloods took the hood, the Latin kings and other gangs cook anything they could. Where we crave recognition and we all want attention. Where I cook crack in the microwave in my grandmother's kitchen. Niggas came through the block, not shooting straight. My life flashed in front of my face as I hugged the gate. I didn't feel, I just looked down to see if I was hit, I was straight. I knew who it was, payback is a bitch you wait. Where rappers dominate, beat breaks. Put this in your system to create earthquakes. Scully hat, Timberland boots, Carhartt and Abarex. Shout out Kickabree, Chuck, chill out Goomba, Funk Flex. Professors, poets, turbidors. The family get perished in front of your face in street wars. Where the urge to hurt people come from a dark heart. Where they make hits and I ain't talking about the Billboard chart. Where the fast money come in but it's never enough. Where the innocent get clipped if they heard too much. Where the dope and the pills is the now new crack. And the police in the daytime get snuffed and attacked. Punctuated by brief violence and moments of terror. Killed over a fitted hat is a brand new era. We look forward to the action. Grim satisfaction. Sleep is the cousin of death. The laws of attraction. It's all systematic scientific warfare. Urban gun violence. The tensions in the air. We live through the four seasons with the spring, summer, fall. Nobody say hi. What you talking to me for? If you do, we got a problem. You ain't no family of mine. Anywhere I'm at, New York, state of mind.
York, state of mind.
Strong Island.
York, state of mind.
Brooklyn.
York, state of mind.
Queen.
York, state of mind.
Manhattan. BX. Staten Island. YO. Syracuse. Albany. Buffalo. The whole New York. Peace to Goomba, 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 Goomba.
Sitting comfortably upright in your chair with your eyes closed, take a deep breath.